we have got enough numbers. I've seen in the platform. I'm not sure whether it is numbers of officials, our members in the meeting. No, Zippo?
Yes, Chair.
Okay.
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay.
Members are in the meeting.
Okay, that being the case, we can then start the meeting. Let me welcome everybody into the meeting with the hope that we are ready for the meeting. Yes.
There were many members that are in the meeting. We can't just say members in the meeting, yes, yes, we are here. And then we don't even see who's here. Who's here? Can we do
just check on, just check on the attendance portal. There are people who...
But let's do it for us. I can check myself. Let's do it for us. And then we check who's here, who's not here. There's a
we have never done that.
Who's not present, and then
it has never been like that in a meeting with Allah.
But your minute is showing that so and so is present, so and so is absent, so and so apologize. It's wrong. We must do it like that.
We have never done that. We have not done that. No, can I open the meeting? As I have said, let us welcome everybody into the meeting and hope that we are all ready for the meeting. I'm a Boko in the quest for the World Cup, and I think they have represented as well. Also appreciate that the cricket team is also fighting for that honors. I think they will succeed. Bafana is playing tonight. We hope they also emulate what that which the other national teams are doing. Banyana beaten by Malawi, but they have done well also. Because our sport teams are busy in the international arena. We wish them well. And I think we must also pay our condolences to the activities that is taking place in Palestine. People are dying there. And the unfortunate part, the international politics, is not consistent with the issues in the Ukraine, Russia matters. Everybody is in the score, but also there those that are calling for Putin to be declared a war criminal. They are not saying the same on Netanyahu in Israel. And if politicians are not going to be consistent in trying to quell the differences of the world, we will never get it right, because we must never call wrong when wrong is done by our opponents, and when it's done by our own, we call it right. The world and the country must desist from that approach. It does not take us anywhere. It is inconsistent. It creates a problem. With that in mind, the meeting is truly open, and you are all welcome. The second point is a moment of silence with mediation and of prayer. Thank you very much. We are all welcome. The agenda, no people?
And the chairperson.
You are not audible.
Chairperson?
You are not audible. Yes, my people.
Can you hear me
yes,
now?
Yes, we do.
Yes, chairperson. Okay. There is an apology from the Office of the Deputy Minister, Mr. Mashobo. Today he's conducting mayoral interviews for the Kukune District Municipality, so he won't be part of this meeting. The DG also submitted an apology. The acting DG for this meeting is Mr. Lusenga. All ministers requested to leave early because at 10 o'clock we're meeting with the president on matters relating to the work of the department. That is all I respect to Chairperson.
Okay. There are apologies. Unless there is any member who holds also another apology that is not recorded.
Morning.
Yes.
I did not hear an apology for Honorable Grace Seki from Nosipo.
No, Honorable Seki is in the meeting.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here, sir. Okay.
Yes, Seki is also here.
Couldn't see her. Thank you very much.
Okay. So none. Let's get to the agenda items, principal. Nosipo. No.
Chairperson.
We are on item number 4.
Chairperson.
Yes, the Honorable Mishala.
Yes. Can we also please, I propose that we put the China trip as the additional agenda item. As an additional agenda item. Can you please
let's put it as item 5. No, as item 6. As item 6.
No, yes, Chairperson.
As item 6. Briefing by entities supporting the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation. The first one will be
Water Research Commission.
The WRC. And I assume we will allow all of them to present and talk to them in bulk.
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Water Research Council?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to honorable members. I am not Dr. Jennifer Mulandwa. I am Dr. Tebele Milamu, the Chairperson of the Water Research Commission. I'm using the CEO's machine. She
is... Let's have a technical call while the meeting is being opened. And OCM is not in the waiting room. I've been accessing people on the chamber. OCM is not respecting us. It's not there. It must log out and re-log in.
May I proceed?
You can. It is your turn.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Chair. And on the call with me, I have the CEO of the Water Research Commission, Dr. Jennifer Molandwa, with the CFO, Mr. Faisal Ismail. They will assist me to take the committee through the annual report and financial and non-financial statements for the financial year 2022-2023. We really appreciate the opportunity and welcome the input from members. And with your permission, Chair, I'd like to then hand over to first the CEO to take the committee through the annual report. Thereafter, the CFO will give us our financial, the committee, the financial performance of the Water Research Commission. May I hand over to her, Chair?
Good morning, members and chairperson of the Water Research Commission Board, colleagues from the department and other entities. Chair, we are here to present the WRC Annual Report 2022-2023 financial year. The presentation will consist of the overview of our mandate, our strategic overview, the organizational structure, performance, environment, and outcomes, non-financial performance reporting, as well as financial performance that will be presented by the CFO. Our mandate at the WRC is to promote the coordination, cooperation, and communication in the areas of water research and development, and then we establish these research needs and priorities, stimulate and fund the research according to priorities, promote the effective transfer of information and technology, as well as to enhance knowledge and capacity building within the water sector. Our vision and mission have been presented here. Ideally, we'd like to have a highly informed water decision-making through science and technology at all levels, in all stakeholder groups, and innovative water and sanitation solutions through research and development for South Africa, Africa, and the world. And we wish to do that through informing the policy and decision-making, creating new products, innovation, and services for socio-economic development, develop human capital in the water and sanitation science sector, empower community and reduce poverty, support the national transformation and redress project, as well as to develop sustainable solutions and deepen water and sanitation research and development. And amongst our values is that we want to create a culture of learning and sharing, innovation and creativity, integrity and fairness, and a spirit of professionalism and service orientation, as well as facilitating empowerment and social change, and also good governance. So the structure of the WRC has been presented, led by the Minister of Water and Sanitation, who has appointed the board, which has oversight over the organization as the accounting authority, and myself as the CE, as well as the four group executives for the different branches, namely research, development, and innovation, knowledge and impact, finance, as well as corporate services. So we have indicated that what is our mission, and that has been presented through what we call the knowledge tree of the Water Research Commission. In essence, Chair, our outcomes are to create a water secure country and have a knowledge and innovation driven and responsive water sector. Also, a transformed society that uses and supports sustainable development solutions for evidence-based decision-making in planning, policy development and implementation, for economic growth and partnership, community development. We would like to have a high-performing organization that is also financially stable. In terms of our RDI, we have we generate new knowledge and innovation and enhance human capital and skills development for sustainable water management. And we undertake this through three key business units, which is water resources and ecosystems, water use, wastewater and sanitation futures, water utilization in agriculture. In the last financial year, we concluded 121 research projects, of which 432 students were supported. Looking at our targets for the year under review, Chair, we were able to conclude the 121 projects, and we bring in the total number of projects we manage under the year to 378, of which 50, or we initiated 121 new projects, and out of the 378, we completed 50 of the projects. Chair, you can see that there is a variance in terms of more work being done, and that was possible through the targeted. The target was exceeded as a result of projects that were funded and co-funded by the WRC research partners, including the Department of Science and Innovation, our very own Department of Water and Sanitation, as well as other private partners. Chair, we also have focused on the transformation agenda in terms of our research development and innovation, and we can report that we have a total number of 172 projects that are led by female project owner, and these are the new projects. These are the overall projects, and then 127 are led by males, African males, and then of the new projects, 86 were led by Black female project leaders. Chair, we have focused also on building capacity within the sector and ensuring that we create a sustainable human capital for research and development. And in this regard, we have recorded 24 young project leaders leading new projects, as well as emerging project leaders of 32. And we also have produced innovation and products and services from the Water Research Commission to the total of 47. In terms of innovation and impact share, we are focused on enhanced science-based decision-making solutions for the water sector, development and demonstration of sustainable innovations and smart technologies for the development of new water and sanitation products and advanced and inspired water conversations. In the year under review, Chair, we had not particularly delivered on the ministerial brief, parliamentary brief, and the working papers. However, Chair, looking at the next slide, you can see that in terms of influencing policy and decision making in the last financial year, we were able to report on 6 policy briefs that were produced, as well as 4 of the technical science briefs. But we have also, Chair, focused on also promoting the WRC, and in that regard, we had opinion pieces, press releases, as well as 15 research articles that were published in the year under review. In terms of the number of completed evaluations and IP due diligence reports, we were able to do 11, and this is out of our demonstration project, and we are also able to demonstrate 10 of the pilots initiated through the WADA, SASTEP, as well as the RDI portfolio. We are also able to have 6 planned engagements within the provinces and municipalities, as well as key stakeholders, in order to do a needs analysis and understand the water, sanitation, science, and innovation needs. And we signed 10 agreements with partnering institutions. With the number of workshops that we have held, where we are empowering and bringing on new SMMEs, young professionals, young researchers, we have done 3 in the year under review. And we have developed the knowledge portal strategy of the WRC. We were able to have about 30 workshops in partnership with other institutions, We had 6 dialogues with partners and science institutions and held 1 conference where we were the host organization. In terms of corporate services, Chair, we were able to implement enhanced ICT tools to enable dynamic and agile modality of work. We have achieved compliance with legal and regulatory frameworks, supported the advancement of people empowerment, building an ethical culture, and have embraced diversity within the organization. In terms of the set targets and achievements, we have maintained, in fact, increased from our target, the total number of Black employees to 89%. Of that, 58% is females, and Chair would like to record that of that 58%, 25% are actually women in SMS, senior management. And the total number of employees with disability at the WRC accounts for 6%, while the number of employees with a master's degree are 22 and 16 have PhD. I will now hand over to the CFO to take us through the financial reporting.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. Good morning, members. I'm Faisal Ismail. I'm the CFO. I'm going to just show you now financial comments. So just bear with me for a second. All right, good. Chair, what I, my job today is an absolute pleasure, I have to say, and a privilege indeed. And that privilege is that we as the WRC, as a collective, we can report that we have indeed achieved a clean audit. And a clean audit is a significant milestone, certainly in my view and in the view of the WRC. It's testament to the fact that the controls that we've implemented, the conservative approach that we have around financial matters, the sort of organization that we're trying to build in terms of the performances, because the audit is a diverse one that is undertaken. It says that, one, our financials can be relied upon. It certainly gives a lot of credibility to the organization in terms of both its financial management as well as its performance management and what it has achieved, as has been reported by the CEO. And, of course, the CEO is a little bit conservative in the sense that there's a lot more that has been reported, that has been achieved. Unfortunately, of course, today is not the time. We don't have all the time to delve into the sort of work that is being done. So I'd like to extend, certainly take my hat off for the operations guys and the operations team for the work that they've done with the resources that we have. We will, of course, continue to focus on making sure that we maintain this clean audit and to have good audit results. And I think it says a lot to those that are dealing with us. We deal with, as you know, with international stakeholders and a diverse stakeholder set who wants to know that when they invest money with you and place money with you, it's a reliable organization. There's the integrity, there's the reliance that they can place on the organization. So that is, for me, an absolute pleasure. Some of the specifics around the achievement. Firstly, I think it is important to say that going forward, we and as we stand right now, we are a going concern, and it's demonstrated by the fact that, one, we're able to meet our financial obligations as they fall due, a ratio, and that current ratio is essentially what we call current assets over current liabilities. So how many times can you cover your liabilities with the assets and that you have, and those are short-term assets in the form of cash that will be realized into cash. So it is indeed a good position. We are not, we don't take it for granted, and we continuously work to maintain a healthy financial position. I think we've talked about this, and this is really just internal. We have internal audits, and it's of course pleasing to say that even our internal audit has given us a green light. They of course are a little bit more, they interrogate things a lot more, they have a lot more time, so it is indeed pleasing to say that we've achieved good results in that respect as well. Specific numbers, this is what we call the financial position, statement of financial position, conventionally known as the balance sheet, so where we stand in terms of our assets vis-a-vis our liabilities. Overall, what I can say is, again, an indication of financially sound organization. Our total net asset value is 286 million, so it is indeed a healthy position to be in. Again, we don't take it for granted. Some of the key highlights, perhaps, is that our receivables, which is an important one, has reduced, and an indication that debtors are paying. There's difficult times out there, and of course we have to work very closely with our stakeholders. As you would know, within the environment that we work in, the economy is difficult. So we have been fortunate in that the way we've worked with our stakeholders, they have been paying. And of course, people don't pay unless they see value. So clearly, we have demonstrated that we're able to produce value and that people, what they value, they pay for. Again, cash and cash equivalents has increased to the tune of 100 million. Our current liabilities have reduced, those that we owe money, and we continue to settle retirement basis our liabilities as they fall due, in line with what is required in terms of the Public Finance Management Act. From the expenditure perspective, what I'd like to report is the basket of expenditure from our total revenue. So the significant part, 48%, is attributable goes to research and innovation, so our core business. 26% goes into human resource cost. That is also a key imperative, I have to say, just to stress, because it is that 26% of people that make sure that the research is in fact conducted. The research, if there is value that is achieved from the research that's undertaken, that it doesn't just turn into laboratory work, that it actually goes out there. And I mean, it's the people that we employ within the WRC that makes the research work. So in essence, it's a concomitant part of research. So I think one needs to look at it somewhat differently than the traditional organizations where you have HR and human resources costs simply being an overhead cost that's supported. I mean, I think it's an integral part of the business. There's, of course, a component within the human resource cost that is support, that plays more of a support function, for example, the finances, the HR, the IT. But again, without that, you can't run an organization efficiently, and you can't run an organization that people place value on. So I think it's got to be looked at in that regard. We continuously make sure that we don't overburden the revenue base with that. So those are the two key items. As far as financial performance is concerned, the conventional income statement, if you like, we've done a four-year analysis from 2020 just to give a comparative analysis and just to give some perspective of where we've come from. Key highlights, of course, 75% of our revenue, more than that, in fact, is attributable to water research revenue. That's our core funding stream. We have what we call leverage income, where organizations, either together with ourselves or provide funding to ourselves to continue with the research enterprise that we have and conduct research. It varies. It is quite a variable amount. It obviously depends on what funding is available. But we're pleased to say that it's become, over the last number of years, quite a significant component of our research. And it allows us and it provides us the ability to stretch the rent, as it were, and be able to pursue research activities, demonstrations, etc., that we would not otherwise have been able to achieve. And it yields, of course, value. Otherwise, it wouldn't continue. Our general expenses have increased, but some of that most of that is actually explainable. What we're trying to do here is also to set up an organization that is moving to, just recently had a 50 years, to go into the next 50 years. The CEO mentioned the IT infrastructure, mentioned the organization, making sure that the organization is structured in a way that it will meet the requirements of the future in terms of how the work that we do is disseminated. It's an imperative, very important. That is something, and I'm sure some of the questions always, if any research enterprise is, what you do the research, what is the value that is attributable to that, who actually uses this, what do we get back from that? And that is an area that we're focusing on. So it's stuck to the organization correctly, and that's where some of the professional fees goes towards to set up things. Some of the activities are risk management. Whilst we are a 50-year-old organization, we've always been a much smaller organization, and it has grown over the last number of years. And as organizations grow, what you need is you need governance, you need a whole host of other things, which otherwise, which takes a bit of time to evolve. And for that, some of these outside assistance, we do value. But generally, our cost is in line with inflation. I thank you.
Thank you very much, CEO and CFO, for that comprehensive presentation. Chair, as you may remember, we are a relatively new board. We joined in May, but I'd like to commend the team for the effort and the hard work that they put in the previous financial year, 2022 and 2023, under the leadership of the previous board. We are committed to maintaining a clean audit as the new board, and making sure that the team continues with their hard work and the effort that they've put in, but importantly, to ensure that our work is impactful. And I do know that that's the vision of the CEO, to ensure that we're not doing research or administering research for the sake of research's sake, and trying to ensure that it really makes an impact in the community. So I think that's a commitment that we make as a new board that is 6 months into the job. And we'd like to hand over to you and honorable members there, and to take any input or questions that members may have for me, the CEO, and the CFO. Thank you, Chair, and over to you.
Thank you very much,
Chair,
and members, who we need to agree that we will build our patients and patients and take the second thing of and engage data. Can we get the second one?
Good morning, Jeff, and greetings to yourself and the honorable members of the committee. My name is Linda Carol Zulu. I am the chairperson of the Ecomas Education Management Agency. Special greetings to the Honorable Minister Mkhune, and also PM Shabalala, and also officials from the department. Chair, I think, Chair, it is a great opportunity for us to present the IUCMA's performance for the 2022-2023 financial year, as depicted by the annual performance report, and also our financial performance, and also including the audit outcome. Through you, Chair, I would like to allow the executives to take us through the report. With me, of course, the deputy chairperson of the board, Advocate Khoza, our chief executive officer, Mr. Mhalaba,
I also have the executive for Water Resources Management, Dr. Mshanga, the executive corporate services advocate, Shabangu, and the CFO, Ms. Bamund. I think we also have the support of the acting strategic support manager, who's actually responsible for the management of our performance within the organization. So I think with that said, Chair, and through you, may I please allow the CEO to take us through our presentation. Thank you.
Just before he or she takes over, I did not necessarily recognize the presence of the minister. I had said, but and I know that there was also a saying that you might leave in the midst of the meeting. So, Minister, at the time when you want to make an input before you leave, just indicate you are welcome into the meeting. I know that you, under normal circumstances, you were supposed to start the input and give us the right to listen to your entity. My apologies for that, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
I think you can continue. The minister will indicate and then when you want to come in, I will allow you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the opportunity. I'm Lucky Charles Mahalala, Chief Executive of the ICLA. We're presenting our final performance report for the ICLA.
You are not audible,
sir. Well, thank you, Chair. There's a bit of a glitch struggling to move from the presentation from my side. Apologies, Chairperson, I'm struggling to move the presentation on my side. Well, thank you very much, Chair, for the pitch, the technical issue here. Chair, the mandate of the ICMA is derived from Section 78 of the National Act. We're mandated to ensure that we are able to protect, conserve, and the management of the water resources within a localized area. Certainly, this involves looking after the main catchment in the rivers within the water management area. Chair, considering the fact that we are looking after the water resources at local level, it's quite important for us to certainly look at the involvement of our local stakeholders in the water users from a decentralized water resource management perspective. Certainly, the ICMA is definitely looking at providing the much deserved services and water resources management to ESCOM, Sasol in the Secunda complex, and those industries which are quite important for the economic development of this country. The additional responsibilities of the ISMA also involve the chair members the management of the resources that cross our borders to the two countries, being the Republic of Mozambique, as well as the Eswatini, including share providing support to those resources to domestic tourism and the forestry industry. We are funded by elementary grants where the Department of Water and Sanitation. Yes, we are a Schedule 3A public entity. Actually, these are some of the key sections that are applicable to the LTMA in line with the National Water Act. Of greater importance is to really ensure that we do prevent and remedy the pollution of the water resources. We also look at and are responsible for comparatively licensed applications administratively. The ISMA is looking at processing all the licensed applications from the users and transmitting those to the department for further consideration through a committee comprised of experts who then decide if the license is issued or not. Part of our responsibilities of the inherent functions also includes the development of the catchment management strategy, which really is a guiding document for all our activities for 3 to 5 years, which deals with some of the key components around how we best manage this important resource. We reflect the water management area. In this regard, Chair, we are operating in 4 catchments, the Crocodiles, Abyssinians, Lesotho, as well as Komati. We are located within the province of Mpumalanga, and we are responsible for 3 districts and 8 local municipalities. As indicated earlier, the issues around transboundary water resources management becomes important, one of the important responsibilities of the ICMA. In this regard, issues of quality, issues of the quantity of the water is agreed between the 3 member states. The ICMA must ensure that we actually monitor the resources that are transported to these countries. The vision and the mission of the ISMA is certainly one of the key issues that we look into, as Ella indicated, is to ensure that there is sufficient and equitable of quality water resources for all within the water management area. In our planning horizon, we have identified 4 key outcomes, and those outcomes relate to the issues that relate to ensuring that the organization has a high level of increased stakeholder satisfaction. Operating in a local environment therefore becomes important that the different stakeholders that we serve or service within the water management area, their expectations are met, obviously, within the resources that we have as an organization. Certainly, we also want to ensure that we have enhanced human resource capabilities, and this certainly talks to the staff members that we have in the organization. The 3rd one, which is quite important, relates to the maintenance of financial sustainability, and I think the CFO, when she makes the presentation, she will deal with the issues that relate to what is the financial state of the organization, or what was the financial state of the organization for the year and the year. The core mandate, as explained in outcome number 4, is to protect and the usage of the water resources. And the slide also reflects the key areas that we seek to some of the targets that we have set for ourselves. Certainly the issues around percentage of compliance to the first quality objectives becomes very, very important, because you can't manage water that is polluted. And certainly we follow the national guidelines in respect of this area. We also want to ensure that we continue to look at the compliance to our international obligations, given the agreements that are signed by the 3 member states. We also looking at areas around the organization in the licenses, authorizations that the users actually apply for. And certainly with the quality issues that are facing us within the in our water management area. And certainly, we wish to ensure that we deal certainly with the issues of non-compliance in the form of investigations. This is our structure led by the governing board, Ms. Carol Zulu, and the high-level structure, we have about three executives, water resource management, relative corporate services, as well as our CFO. In terms of the annual performance for the year under the new chair, I think we think it's quite important to also reflect on the number of sites that are actually monitored in the areas of quality and quantity. We monitor about 269 sites and 69 sites, including 31 overflow sites, 25 and 4 sites. Because we also think it's important, Chair, that we look at what is the extent of the availability of groundwater. And the studies that we have undertaken as the ICMA certainly confirms in some areas the availability of groundwater and in some areas the stressed areas which we're going to reflect further on this slide. Certainly, Chair, we also monitor about 10 dams in relation to areas of beautification and where we advise the users about the kind of issues that are picked up from this monitoring of the dams with our stakeholders. In as far as the surface water is concerned, the status shared, it's quite important to indicate that the status was of the rivers and the dams were actually high compared to the previous hydrological year, which was 2021, where we saw that the dams were below 80%. However, in 2022, there was an increment to about 100%, and some of them were even below. That being said, Chairperson, I think the challenge still remains that working together with our local municipalities, the issues of education are important. Because at the end of the day, while we may have rivers that are overflowed, access to water therefore becomes important to the citizens of this country. In this regard, there were no restrictions that were imposed by the ISMA to the users. Well, however, given the fact that in the year under review, there has been a high level of availability of surface water, certainly we still encourage the usage of the groundwater surface. We concluded studies in the last financial year, which is the year under review, around what is the availability of the groundwater. The last studies that the ICMA conducted were conducted in 2006. That is the color that is reflected in red. Evidently, our studies are indicating that in 2022, certainly the availability of groundwater has reduced to an extent that we have been advising our users of the fact that there has been a decline in groundwater sources in the last 16 years, coming from 2006. In relation to the areas around the pollution-related matters, this is a matter which we're committed to deal with as part of our APP target. Holistically, these are the issues that as an organization we're concerned about in relation to matters of pollution in each of the catchment areas. Certainly, within the Nkomati Sotho, we are seeing the indications of the E. coli. In the areas of the Upper Komati, we are seeing areas of the existence of sulfate. In the areas of the crocodile, we are seeing the concerns around salt, and this to us is a matter that is worrying. We've raised this matter continuously with the municipalities, we've raised this matter continuously with other users. Part of the focus here at Chen number going forward is now to look at what extent are we really engaging with this stakeholder. We've noted that the mines also are contributing a lot to some toxins that are really polluting the resource. We have approved by the board of directors a strategy that seeks to deal with this specific matter, including liaising, increasing our support with the NPA, the ACPS, in view of needing to enforce, increase our efforts in relation to our enforcement mechanisms as an organization. In the area of transformation, we are quite happy, Chairperson and members in the year and review that we have implemented a number of projects which have created job opportunities within the water management area. We'll continue to do that currently in the current financial year. There's also other projects which have been impactful that we've implemented, including projects that relate to the rainwater harvesting and collaboration, pushback risk local municipality. But certainly, within the ambit of our resources, these are areas that we wish to implement going forward to ensure that we preserve and conserve the resource, but at the same time, ensuring that communities that can benefit from the programs that we're implementing. There's also areas, Chair, that relate to the stream of boreholes. As we encourage as an organization, drilling of the boreholes where we have established that there is not sufficient resources in specific areas, and those are methods that we are focusing on. We are very relaxed on areas of transformation, and this also includes the areas around BBE, where we had set a target of about 40%. That target has been exceeded in the year under review, as we've achieved a 51% performance level, Chairperson. In the current financial year, the organization shall be implementing our BBE and supply chain management strategy to really have a scientific document in how we want to approach issues around the empowerment of BBE entities. In this regard, one of the areas that we really want to focus on is to what extent are we able to increase our capacity and allocation to BBE companies, particularly in the areas of the technical work that the organization is engaging on. The staff complement is also an important area that we would want to reflect to the portfolio community. As it stands, at the end of the financial year under review, we had about 115 posts that were filled with open bodies out of a staff complement of 144. The remaining posts, Chairperson, have been put on hold, mainly on account of the financial situation of the organization. We have agreed that we need to do more with what we have as an organization, given the fact that our financial resources would not allow us to employ more staff members, but certainly the organization remains effective. In the areas of gender equity, we're looking at about 49% and 51% respectively, and certainly this is an area that we wish to ensure that going forward we have 50-50 representation in terms of gender equity within the organization. At a relative level, we have four executives, including the chief executive. Two of those are females and two of those are males. So quite comfortable in how we've managed this this matter around employment equity. We are also issued a number of salaries, 20 of those to internal staff members, to pursue their further study. Also indicated to share the financial implications of those. We have also funded external students, largely in the sciences area, because we believe that the country requires more skills, particularly in the environmental sciences area, to contribute to this country and to the people of Mpumalanga in relation to skill sets that these bursars would obviously obtain from the various institutions. In relation to the performance level, we are proud, Chair, to reflect and share with the community that the IUCMA has achieved 100% performance for the year under review. 53% of the targets have been met, and 46% of the targets have been met and actually exceeded in the areas where we are reporting on. The specifics of the level of performance, Chairperson, relates to areas around the increment of our stakeholder satisfaction. This target has been met and actually exceeded. We have, by the board in the last financial year, have increased our efforts to ensure that we increase our presence, we increase our level of coordination with our users, particularly with various government departments. In this regard, we are proud to say that our level of collaboration with the provincial department of COPTA in Mpumalanga has been cemented in the kind of collaboration that the NSSL has in the year we are under review. Certainly, the issues around employee safety, the issues around the retention of the employees of employee turnover, these targets have been met and exceeded for the period under review. On the finance side, we're also proud to report to the portfolio committee that on areas of work and ratio, particularly the issues around cost control, that target has been met, and the target was 33%. The target has been met as the performance levels were about 76%. This, Chair, is an indication of how the organization is able to manage its cost without exposing the organization to unnecessary expenditure. Again, we do reflect that on issues in the current ratio, we reflect the ability of this organization to meet its short-term obligations. That area, we have seen good performance as well, and that we have exceeded our target of 1.1, as we have seen performance levels of about 2.41. We're also equally aligned to the members on the areas where we have seen throughout the country, public entities are owed quite a lot of money by various sectors. In this regard, we have also segregated our debt management book in the toxic book, as well as the healthy book. We want to look at to what extent the toxic, which is old debt, where we have challenges around data. The target set in this area was about 4%. We're proud to indicate that in this area, the performance level has been at 13%. Indeed, when we look at the healthy book, the target set was at 60%. The achievement for the year under review has been 138%. This, Chair, did not come easy for this management and the board. We have really focused on segregating the users who are owing us, whether it's municipalities, whether it's education boards, whether it's companies and provincial government departments, where we zoom in on them, we meet with them always, push them, we sign AODs. Some of those have also been taken to court. These efforts have indeed led to high levels of collection by the IUCNA. With the cost side, we are interested in understanding to what extent are we able to monitor the compliance with the source of quality objectives set by the minister. The areas of process and processing of the authorizations becomes important. We are indeed also indicating that the IUCMA has been doing well in this regard, as we've processed all the license applications as received, and the performance levels have been at 102% for the year under review. We're also looking at ensuring that those who continue to engage in activities that seek to follow the resource, those are taken to task through various enforcement mechanisms. In this regard, we are reporting that the performance level in this area has been at 100%. For both areas that require compliance and those areas that certainly require us to take action, including prosecuting those who are polluting this precious resource. I will now hand over to our Chief Financial Officer, who will take the committee through the performance level of the organization in the year under this. Thank you very much.
CFO.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. Morning, Chairperson. Good morning, as well, all members present, all protocol observed. My name is Sandra Mahonja. I'll be presenting the financial statements for 2022-23 for the IUCMA. Chairperson would like to firstly report in terms of compliance matters. The agency has prepared the financial statements based on GRAP, and according to the Accounting Standards Board, we had GRAP 1 and GRAP 105 that was published. There were amendments that were made, and these were earlier adopted by the agency, but there was no material impact to the reporting process. The person would also like to report that there was non-compliance with regards to irregular expenditure that was identified and subsequently reported in financial statements for 2022-23. The financial results presented share have been presented on an actual basis and as well as a going concern. No price adjustments were made in the accounting statements, nor were there any changes in accounting estimates. Would also like to report that the net surplus for year 2022-23 was at 42.8 million, which was an increase from 2022 that reported 8.7 million. Net surplus reported amounted to 42.8 million, which again, Chair, is an increase as compared to 31 March 2022 that reported net assets of 44.9 million. Chair, with regards to the statement of financial performance, would like to report on the cash inflows. The agency realized an increase, an 11% increase of total revenue in the financial year. In the prior year, we reported revenues of 162 million versus what we're now reporting today of 182 million shares. The main increase share were reported under government grants that reported 133, and this constituted 73% of our total revenue. The movement in between the two comparative years was 8%. The main increase share was realized in the additional augmentation received from the department, valued at 21 million, as well as the recognition of conditional grants, which is valued at 30.5 million. Chair, the grant that was actually received and allocated to the agency as of the beginning of the financial year was actually 82 million. So the amount cumulatively then were reported at 133 million. There is an appreciation, Chair, that there is a strained fiscus and the just the national economic state. For this reason, the agency has instituted a process wherein we're hoping to have a concept document that identifies alternative revenue sources. This is really as well to curb the heavy reliance that the agency has on government grants. So we're hoping this concept document will change the way that CMAs are operating in South Africa. We're really proud of the process that we engaged in. We have also tabled, you know, our thoughtful processes to National Treasury, and these have been highly recommended. So we are hoping to be presenting the concept document to the shareholder for consideration. We're also excited about the introduction of the wastewater discharge charge. This is expected to reduce, again, the reliance on government grants and to really augment the financial position of the agency in future years. Looking at the cash outflows, Chair, we are presenting our expenditures for the financial year. Would like to report that the agency reported a total decrease of expenditure of 7%. This is a move from 163 million to 144 million reported in 2023. The agency continues to set aside quite a large chunk of its budget to personnel costs, as it is a service-intensive entity. Not only are we focusing on personnel costs, but we're also looking at continuing to support cost drivers like office lease agreements, laboratory testing, as well as activities that are linked to monitoring and compliance. While the agency does prioritize these cost drivers, Chair would like to also highlight that these amounts are closely monitored to ensure that they do not perform outside the budget parameters. The agency, Chair, in the financial year has applied cost containment strategy, we have actually noted that with the publication that has been released by the National Treasury, the agency had already looked at some of these focus areas already. And the application of this strategy realized a saving in the financial year under report of 9.7 million shares. We have continued applying the strategy in the current financial year. We've also applied the guidelines as published by National Treasury as well, and we're hoping to see continued savings in this space. Substantial savings in the financial year were reported at general expenses, and these had a reduction of about 101% between the two financial years. Personnel costs increased by about 7% share, and this is mainly due to cost of living adjustments in the between the two financial years under report. Chair, would also want to report the performance of our balance sheet. We have seen an increase of 89% based on accumulated surpluses, and this does confirm, Chair, that our balance sheet is solvent. Would also like to confirm that we have reported current ratio of 2.41:1, which again is indicated that the balance sheet is indeed solvent and we are of great concern. We just want to also highlight the main performance drivers, which was a 27% increase in cash and cash equivalents. We've also noted a 37% decrease in payables from exchange transactions. Chair, we also reported reduction with a conditional grant, following the conditions having been met for these particular funds that were reserved. Budget management here would like to confirm that the entity did perform within budget. Budget limitation is approved. We had a 3% saving of overall budget. The budget was approved at 147 million, and then the actual came in at 144 million. The agency does continue to put reliance on funding from the DWS, as indicated by the budget that had set aside 60% of the funding from this particular revenue stream. We are hoping, Chair, that in future visits with the implementation of the wastewater discharge charge, as well as implementation of some of the concept documents we're developing, we'll see an overall reduction of 47% on augmentation as released by the department. Revenue collected from water users was reported an adverse variance of 43%, Chair. This was mainly due to the reduction of billable volume, as well as an application of tariffs that came in lower than following the approval of the Minister of Water and Sanitation. Personnel costs saw an increase of 1% based on the budget, and these were actually reported 4% higher than the budgeted amount as at the end of the financial year. All other costs, did perform within budget with a 74% decline with projects based on budgeted figures. With regard to the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, here we'd like to report that the entity did not report any wasteful expenditure for the financial year 2022-23. We did, however, report irregular expenditure to the value of 851,000 in the financial year. 494,000 of this was reported following the identification of the processes applied to approve international trips. Chair, this amount has now subsequently been condoned by National Treasury for write-off. We'd also want to confirm to the committee that this particular irregular expenditure was due to matters related to the delegation of authority. We have since revised the delegation of authority and also created a sub-delegation of authority document, which is being managed very closely. 357,000 share was reported as irregular following applied sourcing processes for ICT-related services. We also want to confirm, Chair, that in conjunction with our internal audit team, we have managed to ensure that contract management is now being closely monitored, and we can confirm that all issues that resulted to this amount have then been treated, and we're not expecting any further reports under these items. With the external audit report, Chair, would like to confirm that the agency did receive its 13th consecutive year of an unqualified opinion expressed by the external auditors, and this becomes really the benchmark which we are hoping to continue to perform according to. We're also reporting that the findings, as reported by the external auditor, amounted to 19. But Chair, these, while the number may seem quite extensive, these were all housekeeping matters. We had no matters of emphasis raised. And during the audit process, it was also identified that these were just areas to look into to really improve the control environment, but they were not in essence matters that compromise the performance of the agency, financial performance in any way. During the audit here, we did manage to resolve 11 of these findings while the external audit team was on site. 8 of these are partially resolved, but would like to confirm that by the end of the financial year, all items that are noted will be fully resolved to ensure readiness for the external audit for 23-24 financial year. Thank you. Chairperson, I'm just going to hand over the rest of the presentation to my CEO. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. We just wanted to reflect the two last slides, Chair, mentioning some of the issues that are facing on the ground. We're quite happy that the Minister has given us the delegations now. We are looking at internally to look at the kind of capacity that we have to implement the delegation. Some of the issues that we are working on too is already in line with the delegation provided by the Minister, and we're quite excited about that. The issues around unauthorized water usage, which is related to connections, the method of is worrying us. The issues around the slow transformation process around HDI. The context of this matter, Chair, is in relation to land ownership by HDI in allowing them to be commercial farmers. So that is the context of this point, Chairperson, that the majority of HDIs are still small-scale farmers. And we want to be part of the process to really see more of SDIs applying for licenses that have to do with commercial farming. Issues around water use authorization, those are the natural aspects that we are looking at. The last slide, Chair, in light of all the issues that have been presented, what is then the IGMA going to be doing going forward? Some of the issues raised to what we do want to continue to implement going forward, and this includes the continuation of the implementation of the water quality improvement strategy. We also want to continue to implement the response-directed measures, We also want to increase our efforts in terms of ensuring that we can implement more collaborative measures with the government. We have found that this has been a solution that worked for us. Collaborative, increase the level of collaboration, but at the same time, also apply the law in terms of some of the punitive measures that we are taking as an organization, particularly in areas where we've seen the levels of E. coli and ammonia resulting from the poor maintenance and operation of the wastewater treatment work. Will not let go of this as long as we see it occurring within the water management area. In the next financial year, Chair, we also wish to improve and update our quality improvement strategy, water quality improvement strategy, which will obviously include the participation of external stakeholders, in particular industry, being the mine. Yeah, we want to say to that we also have a role to play in ensuring that the water resources remain at the same level as we've seen some regression issues on our quality. Chairperson, that will conclude our presentation from the ISMA in respect of the work done in the last financial year. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. And I think as the board, we are very pleased with the agency's performance for the financial year under review, specifically the achieved results in relation to the predetermined objectives and also the audit outcomes, which are a reflection of good governance and sound internal controls. And I think, Chair, as indicated in our presentation, despite these good audit outcomes, Chair, we still have to address some of the findings, although
not material. And I think we want to appreciate Chair and the committee, and are also happy to receive the committee's input for further improvement of our performance. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Before we take the last one, are you still going to be with us further than that here?
Good morning, Chairperson. The minister is not here. The DM is the one that's going to the department. Yes.
DM Shabalala?
Yes.
Okay, no, that's fine. If she's there, that's fine. Then she'll come in for this because she's present. I'm not sure whether she is here, but that, let's allow the last entity. Manera van Staden.
Yes, good morning, Chair. For a greater coverage, CMI. The annual report for 2022. Can I continue, Chair?
Yes, we are waiting for you.
Annual report for 2022-2023. And, Chair, I must say, for you and all the members, this is the last time it will be presented as the Brede Gouda CMI. The Brede Gouda CMI already changed in November of last year to the Brede Olifant CMI. So this is the last one for the Brede Gouda CMI. Because in future and currently, there's only going to be one CMI in the Western Cape with the name of Bokma. This, for the last time, introduction where the Brede Gouda CMI is situated, we are the eastern and the southern part of the Western Cape, mainly including the Klein Karoo, the Great Karoo, the beautiful Southern Cape, and also the Boland area. The vision quickly, I mean, we are standing for this in all our thinking and how we do our work. Quality water for all forever. I think that is saying everything what is catchment management actually all about. Then just where we situated and our relationship with other entities and the national department and the minister. I mean, the minister is on top. We are assisting in the function of the Department of Water and Sanitation. We've got a very close link with provincial government, local government. In our areas also one water board with the name of Overberg Water. And then what is very importantly that we rely heavily on all our catchment management forums to assist the Brede Gouda CMI to manage water resources. And of course we also got water users associations and irrigation boards in the area. And just quickly, the values. This one is not only for mentioning what it is. I think the understanding is also that if you really look out and work out these values and your stakeholders can see these values that you are following, there's also a tendency among stakeholders to more support catchment management, especially you will see later how the Brede Gouda CMI actually increase revenue production. And I think this value part is one of the important factors in achieving this. So it's all about integrity, accountability, empowerment, approachability, and equity. In the reporting later on in the presentation is all in relation to the strategic objectives of the Brede Gouda CMI. These are water resource planning, water use management, institutional and stakeholder relations, water allocation reform, water resource protection, strategic support, and management and governance. Clearly, well noticed, these are all things that are very closely associated with catchment management, and especially the part where you actually need involvement of the local communities to help you to assist your, to reach your goals and objectives. Some of the highlights of the Brederode CMI in this year of reporting, what's very important, and we are actually very proud to say and present this, is that we receive an unqualified audit opinion. I must say it's also worth findings, but previously it was a qualified audit opinion, and this qualified audit opinion of the previous years were mostly related to some of the records of the water users was not 100% actually available or accurate, and is actually linked to previously the merger of different water management areas, where it was like a difficult and a challenge to keep all the records together. But hopefully this is now, it is resolved, and the aim is still, we're not going to stop here. The aim is the next level, and that is a clean audit. The next one that's important, as it is the lifeblood of a catchment management agency, is actually how you collect your revenue from the water users. And I'm just very glad to present that we actually increase our collection rate from our water users from 79% in the previous year up to 89% in this year of reporting. It was an increase of 10% that is quite significant. Then here's a couple of photos of our community projects that we supported financially, and some of them we support financially and implemented. We call it in terms of, we've got a policy in the Brederode CMI that we call our grant policy. In this one, we support communities in water-related projects, and most of these projects are normally about establishing of food gardens, for example, irrigation awareness and education. So this is a couple of slides what we did. The bottom slide actually here is in an area called Hermanus Onerus, where we actually supported and funded a disabled community actually to do better food gardening now by funding, for example, raise garden beds so that the people can also work in the soil and produce some food. Then we also successfully implemented a rain harvesting tanks project across the whole of the Brederode area at that time. Here is two photos of these tanks. And these tanks are mostly, almost solely, installed to collect rainwater. And the water is actually used for the irrigation of small-scale gardens. And it's not so much for drinking water. So this irrigation water in the tanks allow people around their houses or the places where they stay to actually produce like vegetables, for example, that they could use for own consumption. But I mean, if this excess, it also can stimulate, you can actually sell your produce to other people, and by doing that, you can also get some additional income. Then what is also key for successful catchment management is this whole thing about all the aliens, vegetation, next to our rivers. I mean, these alien vegetation, it suck out water, it totally destroy the habitat. So here is a good example. It's the Holsvlot River is close to the Twisgroove Tunnel. On the left-hand side, it was before. You can see all the trees, the invasive trees growing on the On the right side, the same river, and here the vegetation is removed, and it's almost, the river is almost back to natural. What is also for me important to mention here is that this Holsvoort River actually feed the Greater Brandvlei scheme. That is a scheme of the state. So it's an example where the Catchment Management Agency is actually working very closely with the Department of Water and Sanitation, because by doing this, you actually ensure that more water reaches the dam. This is a photo when I talk about the Greater Brandvlei. This was the canal, the raising of the Brandvlei Canal, a photo of this, and it's a very good photo because actually just after raising, the canal flow fully, and this water is going into the Brandvlei Dam. This was also implemented by the Department of Water and Sanitation in this current reporting period, and by doing this, the department and the minister actually made a lot of water available in the Brandvlei Dam that can be allocated for future water users. And that's why this photo was used, where our target is saying that 100% of all the license applications that the Brede Gouden CMI received in that financial year, it was actually processed. And many of those licenses processed are actually linked to this additional water that is now available in the Brandvlei Canal because of the raising of the canal by the department. Here, if I can move to the annual performance information. So I previously mentioned our strategic objectives. So the first one is water resource planning, and this one is linked to all the planning activities that's happening in the local area of the Brede Gouden CMI, like for example water planning, rezoning applications, etc. Those are very important because if you process them good and quickly and thoroughly, I mean you create economic growth, but also if you approve plans in the right place, you're also protecting people and communities and infrastructure by not allowing, for example, a development too close to water, to river flows, and if the river is then coming down and flood, at least the people and the infrastructure are protected. So this one is quite important for local catchment management. The next one is water use management. This is actually the core of a CMI. This is all linked to the approval to get the necessary authorization to use water. So I want to mention again here, percentage of licenses recommended as per regulation. Our target was actually 85%, but we achieved 100%. We're very proud of this one because if I think about it, for every license that is approved by the department, I must mention that the Brede Gouden CMI is plays the role of a recommending authority. So we recommend or not, and then it passes through to the Department of Water and Sanitation that then issue or not issue the license. But everyone that is issued a license, behind the license there are sitting economic growth, there's sitting social development, there's sitting investment, there's sitting future jobs created. So it's very important actually to process licenses quickly and efficiently for all the benefits downstream. And I want to mention the number of water quality compliance reports on municipal wastewater treatment works that discharges to water resources. This target is all in relation to all the talk of maybe that the water quality and the bacteriological pollution of rivers that is going to impact people is actually to play a role to hamper that is not going to happen. And that target was actually succeeded. We planned for 4, we achieved 7, so the target was exceeded. And I must say, Chair, in general, the water quality in the Bredevoort CMI is of fairly good quality. The next one after strategic objectives are the name institutional and stakeholder relations. This one is also key to successful water resource management, because without the involvement of the community, empowerment of the community, raising awareness, you cannot win in the game of water resource management. That's why we spent a lot of resources of the Bredevoort CMI in this one to actually increase the involvement of our local communities. Because I want to say again, if this is not done right, you cannot do catchment management alone as a water entity. You need the support of the community. Then the next one is the one called water allocation reform. So here is, if I can summarize this one, I mean, it's a standing rule and practice inside the Bredevoort CMI. Every resource poor farmer that's approaching the Bredevoort CMI for all types of things, like for example, water use license applications, technical detail, etc., we supported everyone. So everyone that's coming to the office is locked, so we can see that we actually achieve 100%. So our target was met. And then also we held a number of workshops to capacitate and empower resource for farmers in water resource management. We planned two and we actually did four. And then the photo that was shown previously, our number of rainwater harvesting tanks installed. As I said before, this one is linked to small scale irrigation. We planned for 400 and actually we spent the total budget and 400 was achieved. Now the other part of the river, I dealt with the use part of water resources, but the water resource and the river and groundwater also needs to be protected. So we call that one water resource protection. And of course, to protect water, you need to know what is the quality and the flow of rivers and groundwater. And that's our target for number of Bredevoort CMI water resource points monitored. Our target was 80, we actually achieved 106. So there's a range of monitoring networks throughout the Bredevoort CMI, where we collected on a regular basis, like quality samples, for example. And then we check, when we receive the analysis back from the lab, we do assessment and see where are the hotspots, and if any, then I mean we take the necessary action by rectifying the situation. Then the next one I want to mention is the number of river rehabilitation projects funded and technically supported. This one, it was also linked to the picture that was previously shown about the highlights. It's all about the removal of alien vegetation on the banks of rivers. So our target was 3. We actually achieved 3. So by implementing and funding these projects, you make more water available. I mean, there's also the very important spin-off of you actually need people to do the work, so it's job creation, and also you restore the integrity of the habitat, for example, next to the rivers, and bring back more of the natural habitat. And then the compliance, or the people not complying to authorization or a general authorization, you need to do compliance monitoring and enforcement. So this one is also locked inside the office. So everybody that's complaining, filling in a complaint form, is actually investigated and report back. And our target on this one was 100%, and actually was what the chief was 100%. The next one after strategic objectives are strategic support. These are like the normal things to run a water entity. So let's start the sentence of reports complying with listed financial reporting prescripts. This target can only be 100% because it's linked to legislation and rules, and we actually achieve 100%. Then the number of proposed tariff reports submitted to the Department of Water and Sanitation complying with the pricing strategy, there can only be one a year for the next year's tariff that's normally approved by the minister, and we achieved the one. So this one is very important because this one is linked to the charges that is actually paid by water users that sustain the Brede Gouders EMI. Then I want to mention the target of the indicator of percentage of targeted procurement budget spent on BBBEE. The planned target was 100% of the set amount that was set aside for these type of procurement, and we achieved 78% of that set amount. And some of the comment on the deviation here is the Brede Gouders CMI in that year, because future we will be BOKMA, is we are situated about all of us in a type of a rural area. So it's very difficult always to find the right people to do the necessary bidding or provision of services, etc. Then percentage of water resource management charges collected. Our planned target for that year was 77%. We actually achieved 89%, and we're very proud of that figure. In the prevailing economic environment, it is also there was a prevailing drought in the area at that time, but still we managed to increase by 10% by doing the right things, and like I also said previously, to actually live and work out the values of the Brede Gouders CMI. That actually it prompts people to also play a role, and I mean sometimes to play a role is actually do the necessary required payments of water resource charges. Then the matter of the organogram, we planned for the filling of 75% of the organogram. We actually for that year our organogram was actually filled. That's over 80%, so we meet the target or exceed the target. Then this one I want to highlight, the matter of the number of shareholders compact signed. This one is all about every year there's a compact agreement between the minister and the board of the Brede Gouders CMI. There can only be one a year, but it's quite a process to compile everything, and that one was achieved, so the target was met. Then, Chair, if I can move away from strategic objectives to quickly employment equity statistics for that year. The Brede Gouders CMI in general is on all levels. We are fully represented of what is happening in this country. So if I can summarize, we are an institution that is about over in the order of 90%, 94% black, consisting out of all the different groups, and about you can call it about 6% of white officials. This one we're very proud of. In the Brede Gouders CMI, the males are 42%, the females are 58%. On the level of senior management, 67% of senior management posts are filled by females. On the level of the income, the salary basis, 60% of the payroll is actually also going to females. So there's everywhere fully represented of what must happen in this country, and we're very proud of this statistic. And I must mention on this one also, in the breeder Gaurasiemai, the percentage of people with disability is 2.7% on the organogram. Chair, I will hand now over to the CFO, Zanele.
We have lost you.
Now we are here, sir.
Is the presentation finished?
No, they were handing over to the CFO of Creator Fruits.
Okay.
I think we have lost them.
Chair, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for the CFO.
Chair,
it's very unprofessional. I'm telling you, what is this now?
No, we can't wait and some speak somewhere.
Chair, can I continue?
Please. Why are you not continuing if there is anyone to continue on your behalf? Please do, because we can't sit here and just wait for somebody and somebody speaking.
Okay, Chair, thank you. I will continue. But the finances of the Breedegouwe Risk Management Agency for that year, overview of total operating expenditure, the agency budget for the 22-23 financial year was 82 million, and the financial year prior to that budget was 75,106. The augmentation allocation from the department for that year amounted to 40,173 million, which shows a slight decline of 452,000 as compared to the prior year. The expenditure during the 22-23 financial year increased from 78 million to 90 million. The increase is largely attributed to the increase in the provision for doubtful debts. The annual salary costs, as well as cost of living increase. The employee-related costs included salary staff benefits and travel and subsistence costs. The water trading, that is the part of the water charges. The revenue from catchment management changes charges reflect an increase of 1%, to 48,753 million when compared to the prior year of 49,102 million. This is attributed by the increase of cash management charges and also the effort by the agency in ensuring efficiency in billing. Chair, I just had to stop here and ask if the CFO is now present to continue. Sanele, are you in the ear?
Yes, Yanni, I am here.
Thank you very much. You can start at the bottom, debtors collection days.
Alright. Good morning, members. Apology for this. I'm very much confused because we had a meeting yesterday. I thought the one for today was replaced by the one yesterday. Apology for that. Okay. So, debtors collection days. Last financial year, we collected in reflecting of 350 days, and then it has decreased to 316 in 2023, which means the number of days has been decreased, and that was caused by putting more effort in the collection of revenue from significant customers. Okay. Go on, Yanni. Then this is just a graph that reflects what has been presented in the slide before this one. Next, yeah. Okay, this one is the statement of financial position. In terms of a non-current asset, our non-current asset has been increased by 2.3 million. The current assets has been increased by 12 million, which make a total asset increase by 14 million. The reason for the increase is purchase of the software, new software, also furniture and other capital expenditure within the organization. And then net asset liability, our total accumulated surplus has also been increased by 14.2 million, which reflects the collection of revenue, which the organization has excelled in it. And then the total liabilities has also been increased by 400,000. This slide is showing that our assets do exceed the liability, which is a sign that there is a good financial management within the organization. Of financial position, you will see that for the year under review, our total revenue, we reported 104 million, and then the total expenditure, we reported 19 million, which gave us a surplus for the year of 14 million compared to the year prior to that of 21 million. Thank you, Yanni. This slide shows the project that Uyani has elaborated about in the previous slide. The budget for all the projects amounted to 6.2 million, and then we spent the 5.9 million, which includes of alien clearing, water analysis, VNV, and social upliftment. And then the difference of that between 6.2 and 5.9 million. That one we've rolled over to this current financial year. We've disclosed it in the annual financial statement, and the difference was caused by alien clearing due to bad weather. We could not continue with some of the projects in other areas for the alien clearing. Okay. And then the cash flow statement. The agency had a positive net cash flow. Operating activities amounted to 15 million in the year under review and 17.6 million in the previous year. This decrease is attributed by operational cost increase, which is the inflation, with the result factor of decrease in the net income. Cash and cash equivalents reflected a positive balance of 112 million in the year under review and 96 million in the prior year. The increase of 16.3 under cash and cash equivalent shows that the agency has the ability to meet its short-term debt obligation, and it is an indication that the agency had adequate resources to continue in the operations for the future. Definitely Yani has touched to this. We had three matters of emphasis in our financial statement. The first one was the auditors, as much as we've received 89% collections on the revenue, but the auditors said, said you must strive for 100%. So this finding is for us not to meet the 100% of revenue collections. They said you must put more effort and strive to receive full amount for the financial year. So that's the first finding. Finding is about the irregular expenditure of 1.7 million. This irregular expenditure originates from the previous year, financial year. We appointed the service provider for traveling agency, and some of the criteria were not met in terms of the preferential procurement framework. So what happened, we've managed to communicate with the service provider to cancel the contract. But during the term of going on tender, and the service provider requested that we give them the notice period of about 3 months. So by that time, we were incurring costs because we could not just stop the contract immediately. So this 1.7 is the irregular expenditure that is coming from the previous year identified irregular expenditure. Is consequence management. The auditors find this as a finding. According to the National Treasury Irregular Expenditure Framework, apparently the consequence management, the investigation must be done by an independent organization, which in our case we did it internally. So they advised us that it must be done by the internal auditors. So the board already appointed our internal auditors to go through this assignment in order to check what causes the irregular expenditure. And then just to bring to the attention of the members, for all the irregular expenditure incurred, there was no act of fraud, no corruption, or any criminal misconduct. There was no financial loss. The value for money was achieved. Thank you. Intervention taken to improve the revenue collection, as Yani presented under the indicators that we were planning to achieve 77% for the revenue collection, but we end up achieving 89%. The management and the staff put more effort in trying to collect all the monies due to the agency, now that we know that financial constraints is facing the whole country. So what we've done is we've implemented a recovery plan to support the effective and efficient of debt recovery. And then we also implemented the automated system for distribution of invoices and statements to all our customers. So all our customers now can go to our website and view the invoices and statement. So we don't have issues of that in the rural areas, the post office delivered late, and the customer did not receive the invoice. So they can go into our website and view the invoices. And then we've also introduced a debt incentive scheme, whereby we are encouraging our customers to come up front to us if we agreed to, they can pay the capital amount and the interest due for that particular time, we can write off. So customers are coming in numbers. They are looking forward to this incentive scheme. So that's one, or also one of the reasons that our collection has increased drastically. And the National Treasury RT 27-2019, that is debt collection scheme that the National Treasury has introduced. The agency is participating in this contract and has appointed debt collection agency as another form of strengthening its debt management process. We've also capacitated our revenue unit by appointing more staff to ensure full recovery of monies owed to the state. We've also strengthened our customer relations. Like, for instance, our staff will go out and meet with the users in order to create a good relationship and to build trust to them. We will also, you know, like, show them how are they benefiting to those projects that we embarked on in our area. So this is another way of encouraging them to pay. So we have a good, we are creating a good relationship with our customers. We also have several meetings with critical stakeholders where our the outstanding issues will be resolved. And this all contributed positively to the revenue collection within the agency. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you, Chair. That's it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. CPM?
Thank you so much, Chair. I truly appreciate the opportunity. Chair, as you can see, and that's what we've been working on in so far as this is concerned, and all the agencies that have presented. Firstly, we want to say to the committee, as a great yourself, Chair, and all the members of the portfolio committee, truly appreciate, including all the officials on the platform with myself. I think they've introduced themselves, including the DDG Lusenga, who's leading here because of DDG is unable to be here. Secondly, we want to say that you would appreciate that the WRC and CMEA are Schedule 3A entities, of course, because in terms of the PFMA and part of their public entities, it's for them to submit the annual reports, which is what they've been able, they managed to do, and that's what we want to note. Now, there has been highlights, Chair, of the annual reports. For all of them, firstly, things that I think for myself that I want to shift is that the WRC has received the unqualified audit opinion, of course, with matters of emphasis, and there was no material findings, of course, on the financial statement that they indeed met all the requirements, required standards, and they would have registered a total income of what we term as levies and leverage income, your 409 million during 2022-23 financial year. Then you will move over to IUCMA that would have achieved its second consecutive unqualified audit report, which is a testament to the commitment that accountability and transparency insofar as them discharging the mandate. However, there was an overall increase of that 11% of revenue generated following the reported figures of your 182 million in 23 financial year and 162 million in 2022. They also had that increase due to the augmentation and an additional 21 million received. And that's what I think that needs to be fixed. Would have the BCCMA that would have received their unqualified audit opinion, and there wasn't any material findings that were identified on issues of compliance with the specific methods in key legislation that is set out in general a notice that would have been issued. They have collected revenue that increased from the 79%, which is something good, Jefferson, in the previous performance year and in 2022-23 would have seen them being able to really collect 89%, which is something that I think needs to be commendable, and the questions needs to be coming out to say how do they also, others can share and in terms of their practice and how they are doing it, they are able to do that, obviously something quite good because we are currently, we know in many areas it's very difficult to recover or rather have revenue collection to that extent. Now, their total expenditure for the 22-23, they would have increased for that 78 million to 90 million on this. Now, this entity's mandate, Jefferson, insofar as matters of their areas. For instance, the WRC would generate new knowledge, as you know, and they promote the country's water research. And this mandate for them really includes promoting coordination, the cooperation, the communication in the area of water research and development. And something that we need to note, because this is an establishment that we have within our entities, that it, indeed it can really assist and go a long way. One, in matters of promoting the effectiveness, a transfer of information and technology, the enhancing knowledge, the capacity building within the water sector. And this is what we've seen that they are already doing it. What we need to be perhaps speaking about is the expansion and also making sure that they do have the necessary capacity and so far human resources and other financial resources are concerned. Now, the Water Research Commission Chair, one thing that we want to shift at ministry level is that there are certain, 121 new projects of research that we're spending a wide number of topics under the WRCs, and these were different themes that they would have reported. And something that I'm also wanting to stress out is that you would have seen that they had implemented 150 projects that were completed and in this ongoing portfolio. It's something that I think we need to complement. Then we have the CMA, the management agencies, catchment management agencies, and you know, part of what they do, managing the water resources at catchment level in collaboration with local stakeholders. And for me, the specific focus of involving local communities in the decision-making regarding meeting of basic human needs, promoting equitable access to water and facilitating social and economic development. And I think CMA has continued to really operate within their delegated mandate, and this has resulted in achievement of its key strategic outcome. It's something that we also wanted to shift and lift within yourself. The Inkomati Utsutu Catchment Agency in the year, obviously, they would have managed to be at their utmost best in so far management of water resources and within the water management area. And the annual report really accounts on all achievements in line with the planned targets of their APP. And this they have done by continuing with the protection of an enhancement of that natural resources while also making a socio-economic contribution. And I think the part of processing their water licenses, the WLs and the IUCMA, once again placed itself amongst the top performers, Chair, in 2023 financial year. Processing the WULs has been identified as one of the tools for ensuring transformation in the water sector. And this is an area that we want to lift out that has been noted. And the year under review has showed really a dedication of the agency in working towards this transformation in the sector, of which is something that we're also stressing at the level of from the Minister Mtunu and Ndiye Masobo to say that we really need to see transformation and in this instance, including as I speak about transformation issues of having people, persons with disabilities and having young people to be able to participate in these areas and take opportunities. And this we would have noted that there has been a number of increase in so far as women taking strategic leadership positions. And what needs to be noted is that you would see in most of this and agencies that most the women are leading in so far strategic positions, and in these presentations you would have seen them in the meeting, including having the WRC being a woman who's quite new and very vested with so much capacity that indeed we are taking the issues of transformation very seriously. Now you would have challenges here, because we can't just only speak about what has been the good things that has come out. I think we also have to see that the level of ministries challenges that we would have seen that IUCNA, for instance, would have experienced some challenges during the year under review, such as the non-payment of water users, which would have resulted in financial strain being exerted in the organization. The board would have acknowledged the challenges faced by government regarding the need to provide these financial resources when the needs far exceed what it can really provide. The pollution of the resource by users, it remains a huge challenge, and this year, Chair, we hope that at the level of ministry and yourselves as members of parliament, we should be able to also try to see how we can also form those type of partnerships into fast solutions that will also feel that educating and ensuring that the communities around and the areas around, be it in the municipalities or any other areas, these methods of pollution are taken very seriously and are addressed with immediate speed. The methods of non-finalization of their verification and validation process due to this ongoing litigation, and we see it as a huge challenge and would want to have some resolutions around it. The BCCMA, Chair, there was many notable achievements during the reporting a year. And one would have been the processing of their water use license within the specified time frame. This would have noted, and it is, they have done very well around this time frame. They're working along with partners in the rehabilitation of rivers, removal of the alien vegetation, the extensive monitoring of water resources, the implementation of their water-related grant policy process, the awareness campaigns that have been raising of a range, raising from a range of water resources issues, as well as an increase in the collection of catchment management agencies, charges owing to such successful implementation of this collection strategies. Share, they also would have noticed and part of the challenges that we would have also realized that there are still shortage within the South African labor market. And this despite the fact that we have high number of unemployment, high levels of unemployment in the country, something that we are stressing with them that it needs to also be addressed to make sure the skilling, but you don't also have the shortage, especially when it comes to labor force, because we can't have excuses of the aid of vacancies or any other areas where people can be affected that are indeed qualified, are available to a labor force in this country, and something that we are taking very seriously. From ourselves as the ministry, Chair, we want to say to yourself, we have been working very hard to ensure that indeed we are equal to the task insofar as these matters are concerned. We've been assisted with them through the leadership of Minister Mkhunu, and this would have been, and I want to say, Chair, we really appreciate the support from the members of parliament in this portfolio. You would have grown with these institutions, you would have been with them for quite some time, and when they register such successes, we want to really thank them, including and the leadership of WRC, IUCNA, BOCNA, insofar as their senior managers, the CEOs that are concerned, and the persons that are line functions and working under them. So from my side, Chair, I want to say that thank you so much. Maybe let me hand over to yourself, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. May I invite any of the members who want to ask questions or clarity and even make any presentation. The report seems to be covering everybody. I think no hand is up. Okay, yes, there's one hand. Honorable Mshala. Honorable Hendrick. Okay, let's hear the two hands up. Honorable Mshala. Will be put.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks so much, Chairperson. I don't know whether I'm audible. Yes. With regard to the Bridge Corris Cash Management Agency, this is the final annual report, this is the final annual report of the Bridge Corris CMA as next year. As next year, they will report as the Bridge Olifant CMA. Chairperson, what was the rationale for this? Is the scope of work extended? What is the impact of this decision on the current working of the cash management agency? Chairperson, the processing of water use license application has faced many challenges, not only CMA, but by the department as well. Have the strategies used by CMA yielded any results? Chairperson, can they please expand on? Chairperson, the Ingomadi Usutu maintains that it has successfully implemented its debt management strategy. Could the cash management agency provide quantitative data on the status of debt in their area of work in the last few years, and whether numbers of debtors have decreased? Also, has the cash management agency taken any legal processes against any of its customers? And to both these cash management agencies, which is Ingomadi Usutu and the Bridge Corris Cash Management Agency, how do your institutions assist the department with assessing water losses in your areas of work? Chairperson, on Ingomadi Usutu Cash Management Agency, how serious is the issue of underbilling due to decreases in registered volumes? And in the foreseeable future, will it impact revenue, which could lead to financial sustainability? How is the agency addressing this challenge? And lastly, on the question WRC, what are your findings and recommendations that emerge at the first international water non-sewage sanitation hosted by the Water Research Commission? Chairperson, let me add, I think, another one on Ingomadi suit. What are some of the challenges encountered in dealing with transboundary water management resources, and how has Ingomadi addressed this? Thanks so much.
Honorable Hendricks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, we heard that the research...
Yes, I was
you can continue. What
are you saying, sir? I did not hear. I'll repeat later.
No, proceed, because you just said something now.
Honorable Hendricks.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm sorry, they keep on interrupting me, Honorable Chair. That's disrespectful. You have given permission for me to speak, and honorable members must respect your decisions. Honorable Pierre, thank you very much once again.
Oh, now you're very out of order, Honorable Canis. It's Honorable Chair who's disturbing your meeting. It's not me. So address Honorable Chair. It's the one that is disturbing your meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, once again for the third time. Honorable Chair, I'm very impressed that we have a new research commission, and they seem to be very enthusiastic. I want to know from them whether their scientific analysis and research extends to testing water in water tanks, because as you know that water tanks is being used to address so many emergencies throughout the country. And it's important that people that go to the water tanks know that the water is safe to drink. And then I want to know whether they don't want to recommend to you, Honorable Chair, that we make more use of water sanitation tablets. And we want to know if the water sanitation tablets will work, because there are reports that water that gets from water tankers are also contaminated and people can get cholera. Having said that, Honorable Chair, I have met with the professors at UCT, Stellenbosch, the local universities in Cape Town. And they told me that the norms and standards that we are using to test the quality of water has last been updated decades ago. So I want to know if the research department or commission has got any plans to re-look at the norms and standards so that it meets international requirements. Chair, I have been involved in a water project in Ghana as a member of an African bloc, and they were promised 100 to 200 billion rand by the World Bank and other donors if they can give the assurance that there will be proper management in place, and that the money won't be wasted, and that the deliverables will be achieved. I followed the work of this team from London that prepared all the senior people working in water sanitation, water, I'm not sure if it's sanitation, but in water. And it has been successfully introduced, and everyone in water is on board after having convinced the funders and the donors and the lenders that there will be a turnaround strategy that will make Ghana one of the countries in Africa that will provide clean water to its residents by opening a tap. I would like to know if the commission would be interested to know about this research and get access, and at a later time maybe recommend to us, Honorable Chair, as portfolio committee members, that maybe in the way forward we should consider some of the strategies used in Ghana. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me show you in another end. There is none. Just two comments I want to make. Commission.
My hand is up.
Where is that?
But
not
then, that is
yeah.
Up.
Now it is up. It was never up.
No, it was never up from the beginning. It was
never up. Yes, that's mentioned.
Straight like that. Thank you, Chair.
I have a problem with my tablet. I'm using my phone. That may be the reason that it's up and down, up and down. Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. Thank you for the presentations. I think all the entities are quite clear in their programs, and they've got progressive programs and implementation in terms of their performance, which is quite impressive as a department. Just few areas from e-water research. The issue that, which is very, very exciting, that in the parliamentary briefs that have been sent to Parliament, you have managed to see that they have made an influence in the policies of government. Perhaps it would not be easy for me to determine that. Can you mention one? Because it's important that we see progress in all structures that we have established and impact therefore becomes important. The second one, Chair, is the issue of yes, mentioned the A200 monitoring size, monitoring quality and quantity. Now you get interested more of the narrative of that. What does that mean, and what impact does it do in terms of the assessing the water quality? What does that mean? There's an issue of a decline on the ground water users. One gets worried about that because it therefore means the entity should establish a clear strategy, which is a turnaround, to assist the users. Is there such that has been established by the entity? Thank you for the clarity, because when I was reading the report about the slow participation of HDI, I could not understand what does that mean. I think the context that the presenter has made, that is on the land ownership for them to be farmers. I do want to check perhaps if we have established a way to encourage them back in the process, because this is not an ordinary process. It's a process of redress, a transformation process that licenses should not only owned by one sector group in the community. The population, which is the majority, should also participate in the farming. And then that slow participation is worrying. What is your strategy to encourage them back in this process? Have you assessed why? Because it may happen that there's got an issue of the economic pressures, the money, the value for money, and they're unable to pay such taxes? Have you managed to research that? You mentioned that you're not a you are exceeding your target. It's a very, very a progressive performance which we need to appreciate. But the question is, it's not a, the process, it's a service delivery issue which looks on the performance and evaluates towards outcome and impact. Surely, it may happen that you underscore your target. And we want to get a lot of performance that impacts to communities. Are you intending to review your targets so that we get more than get less? Because the target is a number game, but we want more towards service delivery. The last one, Chair, is the, this command you raised the issue of irregular expenditure. But he did not, she did expand on where, which area, when there was that irregular. But she then spoke about that they've been condoned by person. That's fine, it's okay. But the issue is, what actions did the entity do? Condone comes last. But when you have picked that irregular expenditure of traveling or whatever, of 800 to 1,000, those that have caused that, has there been consequences to address that? Because it's an issue of accountability for value for money that has been wasted. The last one is the the last entity raised an issue of the alliance that are in the against the Riverside, the bank. In all this presentation, one could not get how are you involving the community except to employ that individual and that one. Because programs of this nature are very, very exciting to communities for their community benefits economically. Now, are you having such? Because in cleaning those alliances, communities should participate in such programs. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, there are two names in the attendance register that are not necessarily names. And remember, in the meeting, we must know people who are in the meeting. If somebody with an FE68329 Bastion Bank as a name, that can be a name. If somebody must be in the meeting, who is he? There's another one who's called MK in the meeting. Who is that person? People should name their gadgets for us to understand who are in the meeting, because otherwise we'll see people in the meeting. Accept people who don't understand who they are. That's on the
what we told you, you'll come back to us. We told you when we started we must do these things.
But why do you think you have a right to what you are doing with the bank?
That's the always the way. We'll always
how to don't do that. Don't do it, man. Please.
You know you are coming back to us.
What you are doing, Rebecca. This is wrong.
Now you are
Rebecca, you are wrong.
You must always be
saying. Don't do what you're doing, Rebecca, please.
Point of order, and honorable member, when I'm in Parliament, you don't see Rebecca. Okay? You are very out of order.
I don't know. The name is written Rebecca Mshala. Yes, I'm reading what is written.
Yeah, I'm an honorable member when I'm in Parliament.
No honorable in your name. It is written Rebecca Mshala. Yes, sir.
An honorable member, okay. Don't just say Rebecca
Mshala,
you're very out of order.
Honorable, you must end it, don't say it.
I'm an honorable, you must
be honorable. Can you remove member Mshala?
Are you the chair, Wena?
Please,
okay.
You are wasting
our time. In as far as the presentation is concerned, I hear you, Professor. On the Water Research Commission, and let me just say, as generally, in all three entities, we must appreciate the good work you are doing. All of you have got either clean or unqualified posts, which is very important for us to know, because if there is a poster in the public domain, that everything government is doomed. There is nothing that government does that it reflects good work. Here we are sitting with three entities of importance in the water sector that have all have got either clean audits or unqualified audits with a small emphasis on them. Yes, of course, we must still strive for clean audits, but we must appreciate that the good work you are doing and for you to continue to do the good work that you are showing. But in the Water Research Commission, though I have listened to the presenter answering 48% expenditure on the actual research work and the mitigating factors why that 48%, I must say I feel we envy a situation where majority of the money spent must be spent on your actual job, which is research. Yes, the HR process is 26%. It's not that bad in terms of the international standard. It's in the past. You are just above, but it's important. The team will still want to ask that you strive to reach a little bit bigger number of your research job as a bigger expense on your side. But otherwise, good job. With the income issue, I think I'm comfortable with what you are giving us. But on the greater for it, a question I want to ask. South Africa is facing a financial constraint. I have heard your explanation, but it's still you have increased your collection level from 77 to 89 against the tide of all economies pointing downwards. If we might get to understand, to get the receipt to give
you
the fact that if your employee percentage
Chairperson, can you please change your site where you are? We can't hear you.
Chairperson?
She's out of the platform.
The problem is with him is driving when he chairs a meeting. They don't respect this platform people. How can you drive when you are chairing?
Merciful. Can you phone him?
There's no
point
now.
Where?
Unmute, Chairperson.
No, it's not shading here. Let me just move to where I am something different.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, you have lost most of what I was saying. Let me get into another corner. Yeah, I mean, this one has got problems of load shading.
Okay, can you clarify, are you driving, Chair? Or are you emailing?
No, I'm not driving. I'm in an office. But...
Okay, I wanted you to clarify that. Thank you.
No, I'm in office.
Oh, he's driving. He's driving.
No, you're lying. I mean...
You were driving.
No, I'm in an
office.
No, I'm not driving. Yeah, I'm not driving. I'm in an office. I'm just outside the office. Get the office. Get the office. I'm not driving. I'm not driving. I'm sorry, sir. My apologies. Just that there is no shady in Swane. I don't know where did you lose me, but I was about to finish with Brother Horit, but I think you are doing well on your female employment. You have got 58% of those vis-a-vis 42% of male. And I was saying, generally, under normal circumstances, the biggest employing body does not reach that target. We must appreciate the good job you've done. Otherwise, thank you very much for your financial report. It is very exciting. Let me see them. Mamnensi, your hand is still up. Can you lower it in order to allow the entities to respond to your questions as they... GM and your team, questions were raised by members. Can we answer them according to, not in any order of priority, but just randomly as we see it ourselves?
Right. No, thank you. Thank you so much, Chairperson. Truly appreciate it. The questions are welcome, and all of them are quite important. I would not answer, like you said, Chair, not in the order necessarily, but we'll try to cover. There's an important question that Honorable Mshana raised around the Brede and the issue of the rationale around the impact of combining. One wants to say that the minister would have approved an extension of the area in Brede Gorits to really cover the entire Western Cape, and that's the rationale. And the area of operation and of Berg Olifant, hence it will be called Brede Olifant. That's one. But it is also in line with the Presidential Committee on reforms of state entities to rationalize this number of entities. Initially, we were going to have 9, and we have reduced them to 6 CMAs. This ensures that the issues of economies of scale and ensures that we manage accordingly to hydrological boundaries. Following flow of rivers, and it made sense on issues of the costing effective to have one CMA really in the Western Cape so that we can be able to maximize on what we're having. Now, the strategy of CMAs is working as it operates at local level. And the matter of pollution and the rivers are protected through the participation of the local groups, and the department really focuses on that policy insofar as development is concerned. And then with regarding to matters of transformation, the minister issues a directive for 90 days
calling on this irrigation board to submit a proposal for transformation. And this will ensure that previously disadvantaged and also to participate in water use, how they would they don't have access to land, and this will also not have to make sure that their access to water use. So there has been that call already, so that there is that transparency and allow participation so that there's further advising, if not recommendation, insofar as the persons that are involved. The 200 monitoring sites chair by the INCOMAT indicates the importance really of CMA at local levels, as they can also test the water quality within the area of their operation. So that's one. The question on Honorable Hendricks around, I think, Water Research Commission can report on it. They can speak on it, the issues of utilizing tablets. There's many forms of how solutions, if not, are coming out. Many people have got ideas how you can purify water and so forth, besides the chemical use that has been used. But I'll allow Water Research Commission, if they've done the research around it, for them to be able to respond to that, including what you tamed, and you asked them if they will be interested in other areas. And I would want to think that, I mean, it's quite important as an entity that says South Africans, if an honorable member has something that they would have heard or seen or experienced and they would want to share with them and say, here, this, can you look into it? I don't think it's something that can really be seen from their side, but I'm sure they would want to take on the challenge, or rather to look into it if they do have the information. Honorable Mashego, very important, the issue of Breda Gorits, the 89% that you also would have raised around, yes, the target revenue collection, what's that method, so that they can be able to share that really, Breda, what is it that they're doing? So we there's lots of entities that can learn from that. But with that question as well, you would hear, I think, Honorable Sikwai, when she was saying that, yes, you've exceeded your targets, and she says you are underscoring the head. So can you look into reviewing the same targets? So, I think the catch-22 situation, you have targets, you perform now, you've exceeded now, then you must review them, so that maybe you are underscoring yourself. I think the point for me, I take it because it says to us first we need to look into, you can even expand even more so that you don't underscore. I think that's what Honorable Sikwai was really saying, but we do commend the fact that at least we have an entity that can really exceed their targets. We hardly hear those things nowadays in government in most of the time. The question on the issue of INCOMATI qualitative data, I think I will give it back to INCOMATI to really speak to that. What Honorable Mhlala asked about the status of work, the debtors, whether the debtors would have decreased, and any legal process against any customers that you have ensued from your side, if you do, you can come and so open up for you to be able to respond to that. The question was not clear that when you were saying the Water Research Commission, any findings for the first international water non-sewer hosted by Water Research, I'll allow them to speak to it if I'm not clear about, so I'll allow them to speak to that. So maybe allow me, Chairperson, through yourself, for me to hand over. I think most of the comments from Mam Nancy, I think I've noted most of the issues that are quite important, the participation of HDIs and the issue of monitoring of HDIs. For me, we take that, but to issues of service delivery, that we should be in a position to really show that when you exceed based on your targets, but the service delivery speaks to that, I think it's quite important. So let me, through yourself, Chairperson, just to take them in order and just allow how they presented that the research commission. the OSCE, if they can just come in quickly. There is a number of questions necessarily, so they don't take a longer time. So WRC, if you can come in after yourself, we can have IUCMA, then BOCMA, then we'll have the DPG Lusenga to also come in after yourself. If we can take that in that order, Chair, through yourself.
Agree, but first of all, remove that FA, for example, and remove the Galaxy AOC from the data, because they have no names. The others are removed. Remove the two and not even in the platform. Remove them up until they properly identify themselves. Yes. We can continue.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and I'd like to also appreciate the input from the DM Tshabalala for addressing some of the questions related to the Water Research Commission. Chair, I must say that we really are encouraged by the comments that we received from members, and they're most welcome, especially around our clean audits, as indicated. The plan is to maintain that level of performance and to ensure that the governance structures and the oversight are done to the best of our ability. Maybe just to also expound on the issue of the conference first. Honorable Mosala, indeed, the WRC is partnering with the International Water Association, IWA, as a host for the inaugural non-sewer conference. It's the first of its kind, and we are privileged to be hosting it. I must say, member, that we are on the second day of that conference, and we are taking this call from the conference to the CE and the CFO and the board secretary. Great insights that are emerging already, Honorable Mosala. The first one of the key ones is that sanitation has to be at the center of our political agenda. And I hope that as a department, we will take that for heart, the message that we're getting from the international community. It is important in the light of the current climate change challenges, such as floods that we are facing, which will exacerbate our ability to manage the infrastructure that is connected to sanitation. Another point that is coming across very strongly is that we need to consider decentralized solutions to learn from sectors such as ICT and energy and how they deploy different service delivery models to delivering appropriate energy and ICT solutions. Those insights need to be applied to our sanitation sector. But we would be more than delighted to share the outcomes with the department, the minister, the deputy ministers, as well as the portfolio committee. And again, let me just congratulate the team for putting their hand up and making sure that they organized a very successful conference. There are more than 400 delegates from more than 20 countries that are gathered at that conference. So that addresses that question from Honorable Mosala. The inputs that we got from Honorable Hendricks, they are welcome. I will allow the CE to expand on the work that we are doing in developing guidelines for municipalities for testing water. She can give examples of the work that we have done. She will touch on the water tablets and then the norms and standards work that we have embarked on as the commission. And I think member Bifuayi indicated, did ask questions around non-revenue water. Chairperson, you did ask us to increase our expenditure on R&D. And something that we are considering. But with that, let me just give my colleagues an opportunity to also chip in and respond to the questions that I didn't touch on, or at least expand for members' benefit. Over to you, CE.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank members as well for DM for responding to some of the questions. So, Chair, I think over and above, from a policy perspective, I think around the conference is also just to highlight to members the importance of building awareness to the portfolio committee around non-sewage sanitation, which is really an area of research and development that the Water Research Commission is actually leading in globally together with India. So this is part of the work that was started by Bill Gates around how do we reduce water for convenience of this domestic waste. So, and also what has been highlighted, I think, also by the DG yesterday was to recognize the fact that in order for us to be able to accept a procurement and use of these innovations and technologies at local government, it is critical that there is really policy reform around procurement, which then talks to how National Treasury treats procurement, where you have your three competitive prices, whereas when you're looking at innovation, you wouldn't have that ideally. And then thirdly, around that is around the requirement for an economic stimulus, which should be a government, and because we've got global attendance here, it should be all governments focusing on economic stimulus on the sanitation economy, because really this has shifted and changed planning and engineering as we know it. We are looking at manufacturing opportunities, installation, operation and maintenance opportunities, similar to how you visualize what happens to the DSTV kind of market, where you have got essentially a whole economy around us. So I think those are the key areas that have come out of this. So you're correct in saying that we have developed guidelines together with municipalities on how these water tankers can be tested, drinking water in the water tank. However, remember, these are procured by municipalities, so the onus is on the municipalities, but we need to also assure members that Science 241 as a drinking water standard is actually globally acclaimed. Some of our even variables are even more stringent than the World Health Organization requirements. So we are correcting that, and the norms and standards are being revised by the Department of Water and Sanitation, supported by the Water Research Commission, for adoption. I think there was a question also in terms of the SANS 3500, that is the new sanitation standard that has been adopted by the South African Bureau of Standards, and that's also taking sanitation norms and standards and minimum requirements to a new high. We really also appreciating the any insight that can come out of the Ghana-London discussion, and would be looking forward to looking into that. Definitely the Water Research Parliamentary Briefs have made an influence in policies of government. In particular, I think it's to mention, Chair, the initiatives where the SAUGA has partnered with the Water Research Commission around innovation and technology, and we now know that within the Division of Revenue Act, innovation and technology has also been included. So it's now around the procurement processes that will actually enable this to be effected. So the other thing is that with the Water Research Commission, the work that we've done, we have contributed in order to support the department and the minister on the new water service provision model. We've looked at all of the challenges and how the utility model works. And we've made proposal around having competent, autonomous utilities that should be able to fast-track water service provision in order to be able to for redress and address all of the challenges. I think the last one was from the chairperson raising the 48%, and we have set ourselves the target going forward of trying to increase our cost of FDI, research development and innovation, to 50%. So I think from our side and the team also, we'd like to thank the efforts of the team, the WRC officials, and we'd like to thank the members for the comments, questions, and the comments. recommendations that have come through. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you. Okay. If none, it means that the questions have been answered.
Maybe just to touch on just 2 points on the issue of the transboundary that Honorable Sala would have asked. I think we want to say that obviously would appreciate that the department is responsible for the transboundary issues, and the CMA participates in that operational arrangement. I don't know why you're flying your flight. Who's doing that? And the work, and they also work with Eswatini and Mozambique to measure the flow of water from South Africa to Mozambique. I'm not too sure, Chair, because you did open up and no one was saying anything, they mentioned their flight or something. Those are the 2 things, Chair, from our side. I think WF has responded. We spoke about the Nkomati issues. We spoke about, I don't know who was to say something. But from our side, Chair, it's back to yourself. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. PM, my apologies. Hello. I was struggling with the icon of the hand. Yes, Tidi Chilusenga, let me flag myself. Yeah, thank you so much for the questions. PM has answered a lot of them, all of them, and the colleagues. The one that was remaining was related to the publication of the norms and standards, the revision of the norms and standards. That is the only one that is outstanding. And then what is important to note is that, yes, indeed, the drinking water standards were published in 2001, and then in 2007 there was a draft that was published. However, because it needed to go through several processes and consultations, that has happened. And then, and also, what was outstanding at that time was the sanitation framework, the sanitation part that was missing. So to date, that has been revised, and also the draft has gone through the DPME for the social environmental impact assessment, so that at least it could stand the test. And after my colleagues have just reported to me that they are ready to, they will be ready to publish. The DG must just sign off after all that process. That is our submission. Thank you, CM, and thank you, honourable members, and the CEs and both chairs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For the DM and the team, we appreciate the good work you have done. Thank you very much. You want to get into the second item. You are the minister, DM and team, if you want to give the list. But this is now the second item is a portfolio for the matter.
Chair, thank you. Chairperson.
Yes. You want to say something before I've already released the department.
Please, Chair, there's a question that I think is important that's not responded to.
Are they still in the meeting? Let us check that.
Yes. No, sir, we're still here. We're still here with the PPP. Okay. We are here.
The issue of irregular expenditure, which is condoned. One is interested to know what did the entity do before the condonement.
They said it is labeled a fruitless expenditure by virtue of them having done it internally and were supposed to do it externally. Yes, it is condoned, but it is the work they did
correct this property, but it was done by a wrong entity. It was supposed to have been done by the internal auditors of themselves rather than in the office of the CEO. So it is just a
terminology.
There was no, yeah, that's what they said. And unless I need to present you, CEO.
No, Chair, you said it 100% according to our understanding also.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm back again, DM Jabalala Nabanmak,
thank you so much. Thank you. Truly appreciate this. Thank you, CEs and board chair. Bye.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a full number, but I can't make you wait. Let's see, but
All right, sure.
Okay. Mutala, this is your item. Item 6.
Yes.
We are waiting for you.
Oh, it's the woman's lead this item.
Mm-hmm.
No, so Chairperson, we are having questions with regards to the message that was sent by the secretary.
Hi, Mandita.
Hi, Monique. They've removed me from the meeting. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, must I rejoin?
Oh. I think it's on YouTube. Do you know how to find the meeting on YouTube?
I'll quickly go to... So I mustn't bother rejoining. Must I go and listen from the YouTube?
I think, I'd rather do that.
So on
if you just type in Parliament of South Africa, then you'll see there's a live tab.
Okay.
All the meetings that are live now. And you'll just see water and sanitation.
Okay. Didn't they know I'm there? Because the chairperson kept on saying there are people that I don't, but my name is, it says PMG. So when he asked that we leave, I didn't leave because I assumed that they know what PMG is. And he asked the secretary to remove all of us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. On your attendance sheet, you'll see there's a note that says, was any part of the meeting closed?
If you can just say that you were removed, the chairperson asked that people be removed from the meeting.
Okay. So I must just go on YouTube and say Parliament of South Africa.
Yeah, and then you'll find Parliament's channel, and then you'll go to the live tab, and you'll see PC Water.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Wendy. So sorry that happened.
No, no stress. No stress, Wendy. Okay, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm struggling to find them on YouTube. Even Monique doesn't know why. The chairperson said they must remove all of us.
Why?
I don't know. So I'm struggling to find.
But once you type the specific meeting.
Your question is are we simple that it's going to have exchange the counterparts in China in that
CPA?
Meet.
I'm covered. And then, what about the NW here, the legislation? Are we not going to compromise that side of it? Because I think we are now... I think it will be better if this legislation gets finalized.
Let me finish
so that you can respond to everything. At the fourth quarter term, the fourth quarter program program. Are we changing it now?
Because not changing it, amending it to accommodate the shift, yes. If it is going to be allowed, we'll have to amend the date to suit that particular program, if it's going to be allowed.
And the legislation, can you please respond on that? Because the
It is our program. If we can't meet it, we need to work with the view that that process continue. If indeed there will be no space, if we take that view, then that will be cancelled. Because that process must not undermine the core work of the process. That far we don't see it hindering the new media. And I don't think it will. Okay. Thank you very much. I think we are done with that. We'll await the response of the chair of death. If they allow it to go, if it doesn't, we will appreciate the authority we have made. Thank you very much for the meeting, and I think we were successful in what the meeting stand agenda.
Long live.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Hello, Kungwei.